Hey, this is your producer, Duff. What you're about to listen to is filled with witty rants and dry humor. While our show can be very entertaining, we feel we must caution the close-minded among us. There's foul, dirty fits of geeked-out rage and all-around bad attitudes ahead. Can't say we didn't warn you. So, keep your hands away from your private parts and your ears engaged at all times. This is Prime. Hey guys, it's Duff, your neighborhood-friendly producer boy here. Welcome to part two of our 2016 Best Of. On this episode, we're going to showcase the different segments that have brought you joy and laughter throughout the year. First, we're going to take a look at Stump the Chump, my favorite and possibly one of the oldest segments on Prime. Stump the Chump started out as a tutorial segment to school our wet-behind-the-ears host, Alex. Alex had spent the world sheltered under the cover of a rock, and so we developed this segment to help him discover the world he missed out on. Sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's downright scary, and sometimes, well, you decide.
Stump the Chump is over?
Stump the Chump is over, yeah, dude.
And so Carrie's the winner again? This game is not even fun anymore. I don't want to play anymore. I'm going to tell my mommy.
You sounded so sad. You just sounded so sad. And
I'm not having fun.
Go eat a salad and grow up.
I should, huh?
Buy a salad.
As long as there's fried chicken in it. But
Carrie has 8 points. Sam and Dan are tied at 5. So we have no chump
right
now.
8 points. Hold on a minute. Back up a second.
The freaks and geeks.
Hold on.
A new airplane, a new Happy Gilmore, a new Divergent, a new Geico, Family Feud, and Freaks and Geeks.
So that's eight.
8 points.
What?
You want to cry a little harder, Dan?
I'm crying.
I know it all.
I think.
Carrie, you're not even allowed to play anymore, all right? I'm tired. I can't take it anymore.
Don't make me do the Jeopardy cry song.
I'm gonna do it anymore.
I'm gonna break out the Jeopardy cry song.
All right, let's save that for after the show.
Can I say the whole thing?
Carrie can read it and Dan can weep.
I don't want to hear it.
You have 9 points now.
Yes.
And I have 7.5.
Yes. Wait. No. Back up.
How do you have 7 points?
You have 7. She has 8.5. You guys only got the artist.
Right. Yeah, she had 8.5, so she went up to 9. I had 7, and I knew the artist, so I went up to 7.5.
Yeah.
I knew half of every one of the tiebreakers so far. I knew it was Lunatic Fringe, I knew it was Sting, and I knew it was John Mayer.
Okay,
so blow me.
All right. Yeah.
Cry. This is why you need to make
that shit happen.
Your asshole into chocolate. So she can have something to eat, to munch on.
See, I combined two things that would piss him off: the Jeopardy theme and saying cry.
You did so good. And this is why I love Fridays. Carrie wins by far, breaking a record for the show.
I don't want to hear it anymore. I'm tired. Carrie's name to me.
She gets 10 points.
Jesus.
Good. Oh, that's good. That's great. That's wonderful. Hey, I'll give you 10 bucks. A dollar for a point. How's that?
Let's go on with the movie round. Carrie, what is your pick?
1996 movie.
All right.
Obviously. But go ahead.
We're in the core.
I hate you!
Why?
Okay, we got sisters.
I gotta go, Julia. We got cows.
Best line from the movie.
Yes, it is.
Wow! I thought I knew it. Now I'm not so sure.
All right. Well, I definitely know it. Dan, what do you think?
I don't have nothing.
You have nothing. All right. So Dan's out. Sam.
I thought until I heard the cow thing that it was Twister.
Well, you are correct because it is Twister.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Yes.
My movie pick is also from the 90s and great fucking movie.
I was just wondering, why do you call Billy the extreme? Half
naked. Honey, this is a tissue of lies. See, there was another Bill, an evil Bill, and I killed him.
All right.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know. I thought I knew this.
Unbelievable.
Sounds like George Clooney.
It is not. Beginning. Dan, do you have any? Do you have anything?
I've got nothing.
I know it.
Carrie.
Another Bill Paxton movie, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's not just another Bill Paxton movie.
It's Twister.
It's the same Bill Paxton movie. How the fuck did that happen? We haven't seen that movie in like 3 years.
Wow. That's
weird. We were in two different rooms. Both of us had our headphones on. There was like no cheating involved. How the hell did you pick? Right, wow. Explain to me. Explain to me. I know why I picked this one.
For a little longer.
So I bet the look on Duff's face when you did Twister first was probably absolutely priceless.
Yep.
Now I have to ask, what was your reaction when you first realized that she had picked Twister?
Well, I said, I hate you, Carrie.
If you recall. Why? And that makes sense now.
Jeez.
That is so funny.
Well, gosh, that just about does it.
Oh, wow. Who won today?
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say her name starts with a C.
Oh, and ends with a T.
Wow. Okay.
And that's all, folks.
All right. Well, we actually got a message that came in from Brian in Frederick, Maryland. He says, I need to dethrone Carrie and stump the chump one day. Brian, do you still think you can keep up with her? Give us a call. You can come on the show.
I would love to see this.
We would love to have you on the show. And let's see if you can beat the queen that is Carrie. And she's right.
Are you serious?
So suck it.
Hey, but that means we're tied again.
No. I won, asshat.
It's 5.
And I should have actually had half.
I have a tiebreaker for this week. Just saying.
And I got half a point because I said Paramore. So suck it. I won.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, shit.
All right. You got me. You got me.
Don't mess with the tiger. Oh, you hear that, Brian? Don't even bother.
Oh, you're calling out Brian from Frederick. Get your ass on the show and show her up this time.
Yeah, talk your shit, man. Talk your shit.
This is why I love Fridays, people. It's all about Stump the Chump. All about it.
And it gets people fired up.
That's right. My name begins with a C and ends with a T.
Oh. That's right. It's Cat.
Now, one of the reasons Brian is on the show tonight is because, Brian, you said a little something to me on Facebook the other day, and it went a little something like, man, I could really go for some dethroning Carrie at Stump the Chump.
I don't believe that's what I said.
Well, what did you say? What did you say, Mr. Sir?
So he's going to fucking smash her and Stump the Chump.
Well, now you're paraphrasing, but so I don't know. Who wants to see Brian smash Carrie?
You better be careful how that. Yeah, you better be careful. You better be careful. He set you up for failure right there, my man.
So, Brian,
yes.
Are we still sticking to that, gonna fucking smash Carrie?
I'll tell you after the show.
All right, well, I guess that means that we should get the games started. Why don't we start off with Brian's music clip, since he's our guest?
I don't want you to play any, you know, give me any kind of advantage. I want to beat her fair and square.
Okay. Do you want to give us a little intro to what the clip is? What genre? What, you know, whatever?
I don't want to give away. You should. This one's pretty easy. I don't want to give any
hints
to it.
Well, here is Brian's music clip. Dude, you can't use your own music.
Okay, well, you just gave it away.
Poor Brian.
And that's the only one he's been able to stump her on, which this is pretty great with the shit talk. The message that was sent earlier this week.
Well, I could have went a lot more obscure, but I didn't know how.
Yeah, but then no one would get points, dude. That's the whole point of the game.
I know. I went a little easy, though.
Sure, you did. I'm going to dethrone. I'm going to smack that bitch down with a fat dick? What did you say?
I don't think he went that far.
I said I would probably beat her by a small margin.
Shit.
He said he would probably tickle her nose with his, you know. You know.
Oh, man. All right.
Game is not over.
No, it's not, but she's still in the lead, and it is her turn.
So, wait, is it over?
Well.
So, wait, was that a last-second victory?
Oh, fuck me.
Wait a second.
Well, considering I've spanked their asses however many weeks in a row by larger margins than a one-point victory.
I believe I Donald Trumped you.
Oh!
If you want to be that asshole, if you want to be that asshole, be my guest. Maybe he can do a better job and beat me by more than 1 point.
Oh!
I even gave you a second chance in the tiebreaker round, and you still couldn't.
It's still only by a point.
But it was double or nothing.
No, it wasn't double or nothing.
Double or nothing, and that was the tiebreaker round.
Yeah.
Brian, thank you for coming by and kicking Carrie's ass tonight.
Thank you for allowing me to come on the show and kick Carrie's ass.
Hey, what was I going to do? Kick you off the channel? Come on.
I said I'd do it. I came, and I did it.
Barely.
Hey. I know I'm not going to get sex for a month now, but he did beat you, so.
Okay, well, I'll remember that when I'm continuing to smack y'all's asses, and it's by a point.
Are you trying to do a rematch?
Well, are you going to come back on?
No. I didn't say I would give her a rematch. I'm just asking.
All right, you are kind of correct, but not. Carrie, what is the name of the song?
Open Your Eyes.
You are correct.
That was one word off. One fucking word off. How amazing is that?
That's the worst.
I'll give it to you.
See, he's a nice guy. Everybody give Duff a kiss on the mouth. Everyone, with tongue. With tongue.
You said open eyes, so I'll say open your eyes is correct. You get
the point. I can't use my eyes, so there you go. That's my
but you can open them, so
that's my play.
Yes.
Carrie.
No, I told you, brain fart.
Wow, I actually stumped you on something that is of your era.
Okay, when I play something from 86 and you were 6 and don't get it, I'll be sure to regurgitate that little fact for you.
TJ, do you think you know it? Do you know you know it?
I can't even follow that, man. No, I'm surprised you didn't get hit with the fucking newspaper on that one.
Hey, we don't subscribe to the Daily News.
Well, I do have a mouse that will end up
take
hitting
the
him.
iPad and smack him in the fucking head with it.
I think there's an app for that.
TJ gets the chump spot with 1.5.
Hey, he did better than he usually does.
Yes,
yeah,
at he least does.
He didn't get a pity point for peeing in a jar.
I didn't have to pee in anything. I didn't have to get drunk. It was just a regular game.
Well, that was our Friday Stump the Chump, and it went down just as Carrie expected it to go. She won. Because she always wins. That's just how the game is played.
That's because if Carrie's going to play, it's Carrie's going to win, or Carrie doesn't play. It wouldn't have mattered because you still would have been the chump.
I don't care. I just want him to beat you. I don't care if I'm the chump. You're missing the point.
Chump.
You're missing the point.
Chump. No, the point is you're the chump. Chomp, 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 chomp. That's the whole point of the game. Chomp.
So I thought you wouldn't get this, but after that last pick that you just had, you may actually get this now.
All right. So well, it's not your turn, so let's go to Carrie.
I don't care.
Carrie, what's your
fuck
tiebreaker?
Fuck you, I'm the producer now, bitch.
I don't need to give you anything because neither one of you assholes will get it. So just play it.
TJ, what is your movie pick?
What is my... I don't fucking
Let
know.
Me guess, it's a movie. With people acting itself. Just play the fucking thing.
I just
Jesus.
Like that Carrie has more post-roll tonight than I do.
And see, here's the thing. Most of it ain't post-roll. It's being kept
oh,
in.
Jesus.
Because I'm the fucking talent because I'm fucking funny.
I'm playing it my way. My rules.
No, no. You don't understand. If
all right,
Carrie's involved, it's Carrie's rules, or Carrie doesn't play.
Carrie still wins either way. That's your only rule.
All right. Mine is a TV show. It was on in 96. It had been on for quite a few years and went on for even longer. So, but you have to be specific with the title.
All righty then.
Really?
I know it.
And you both are wrong.
No way.
Oh no, it's not Criminal Intent, is it?
Nope.
No, it's Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
No, it's
that's
not.
What, that's exactly what I wrote. That's exactly what I wrote.
No. No, and this is where Duff is going to get his panties in a knot and will fight and fight. But that is
it's gonna be Cold Case or something.
No, it's Law and Order, just straight up Law and Order.
Oh
no!
Yeah, the
we're idiots.
The one for SVU, they change key or something, but it's the same song.
Hold on.
Known as the Special Victims Unit, these are their stories.
Fuck you, Carrie.
No, it's different.
Yeah, no. It does. It goes down the chromatic scale instead of up first.
Thank
I get
you,
Carrie. Sure. Yeah.
No, no, that doesn't count.
See, it goes da da, and the other one goes da da.
God damn it! No, it's the same fucking piece of music.
They.
It's not.
It's the same
tune.
It. They changed.
It's a different melody.
It. Yes.
Yeah.
It's the it same piece of music, different. People. No, we both got it. We both got it.
No, cheater.
You knew he was going to get his knickers in a knot, didn't you?
Yeah.
Hold on. All right, now give me a second. You know what? Fuck you. It's the same piece of music. I understand there are some variances in it, but we both said Law & Order Special Victims Unit.
But that's not
we
the show
overshot
it was for.
God, you know!
I'm okay to miss this point because we it's overshot
not
it. And that's
right, though!
You can always over-prepare, and that's exactly what we've done.
Fuck you, Carrie!
And... To be even more specific, I said this show was on in 96. SVU didn't start until 99. So you would be wrong in the year in and of itself. Thank you very much. Shut up, sit down, go home. Something. All right. It is a TV show that has been on since 1983. This is the theme.
No. Is it Law and Order?
Sorry, oh,
no. This is
this shit again?
This is the theme that was played in 91.
Oh,
no, it's not
of.
That one, because this one goes dun-dun.
Here's the real deal. You know, when he doesn't win, and I was winning all the time, somebody would pout, and his lip would stick out, and he'd all but trip over it. And I got... You know, I care for him. It broke my heart. So I was like, you know, I'll just have to take over TJ's spot and just be the chump and let him win.
Carrie,
aww.
I love you.
As well you aww. Should.
I can just imagine you walking around the house too, just oh, I never went stop the chump.
Yeah, he'd kick a rock and stuff. It was sad. He'd go to bed whimpering, wake up, his pillow would be wet. It was just sad.
It's my show and I can't even win. We're actually conspiring against you, Duff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to build you up so you're all like, yeah, I'm the Stump the Chump champ. You know, I'm going awesome. And then we're just going to fucking smash you to the ground.
Well, I came up with the game, so...
with a little help it's from my some game. Friends.
Yeah, some friends. Alex, D, Me. You.
Thank it's you. My game. It's my podcast.
It's not my podcast. It's our podcast. I'm just the producer. And it was my idea, but whatever. I don't care.
I can make up words like producer as well.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Hollywood Nights.
Wow.
Oh, I was kind of close. I said kiss, and I mean, they, technically that stands for Knights in Satan's Service. So, Hollywood Nights.
Oh, Jesus
That's Christ. A hell of a stretch there, Lance.
When we do get back, we're going to be doing an all... urban edition of Stump the Chump. Why does everybody laugh when I say the word urban?
Because it's so white.
Yeah. I am white!
But you and Lit both said urban.
I am white.
This is true. But you're a cool white.
Oh, gee, thanks, buddy. That's right, dog. Stump the Chump is a game. No, I can't even do that.
Yeah, that's
true. Hey, Mike, you can do that. You can get away with that. You've got the license to
resident,
ill.
As a resident black guy.
You've got the license to ill. Go for it.
I'm be honest with you. I don't normally ill on the regular, so.
Here.
No.
I'm normally ill on
go
the
for
regular.
It.
Oh, so, okay.
What is illing?
So just in my regular black voice. I got you.
Yeah.
Stump the Chump is a game where we try to test each other's knowledge of pop culture. The clips played on today's episode are owned by their respective copyright owners. Not us. We just love the hell out of them. So pretty, please don't sue us, baby.
Thank you for that, Mike.
Yeah, baby. Why do black people say regular instead of regular?
Because saying regular would make them seem like they're wimps.
Not cool. Man.
Correct.
Yeah. Carrie, intro your urban music clip.
All right. It's from 2002. Take your records,
take your freedom. Wait, take what? Your memories. We didn't mean Keith Urban.
You said urban.
Oh, well done.
We
oh,
didn't.
That's fucking brilliant.
Carrie.
You said urban.
We didn't mean Keith Urban.
So that, I guess that means my movie of Urban Cowboy doesn't work?
Oh, god damn.
Or my commercial for Urban Outfitters? Seriously? Oh,
Carrie, you are such a beautiful human being. Ladies and gentlemen, in the chat room, feel free to post your answers if you know what the songs that Carrie and Duffy are.
Hey, fuck you. No posting any answers. I will put this shit on a huge delay if you start doing that.
It's interactive media, Patrick.
I will put that shit on a delay.
This would be 2000s. Everything is 2000s, actually, this week. And this would be pop.
Hold on.
You always tell me to do a fucking category. All right.
He has issues right. with pre.
Back, hey, shut up. You shut up.
Are you sure you're not drinking tonight?
No, she is drinking tonight. We got a handle of fucking Tito's. Tito's makes her rowdy. Let's just say that.
Rowdy.
All right. Let's take it from the top. 3, 2.
So this is 2000. Sorry.
Let's take a minute to collect ourselves.
We're going to need more than a minute.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes we imbibe while doing the show. So it was only a matter of time before this happened. That's right. Actually, we are going to be playing a vodka-infused Stump the Chump. Now, Brian didn't know about this, and Brian does not partake in the drinking of vodka. But...
Or the stumping of the chump.
Or the stumping of the chump, yes.
That sounded way worse.
Can you please remind the listeners? Please remind the listeners what happened last time I was on.
Oh, for fuck's sake, dude. It was once.
It was once.
Man up, get some clips, and come back.
Yeah, come back like a real man. That's what I'm saying.
And I will put out a disclaimer. Me and straight vodka It's going to get ugly.
She gets downright ignorant. Carrie, do a shot, and I'll do a shot with you.
I'm not doing a shot.
Do a fucking shot, woman.
Fuck you. I'm not doing a shot.
Do a shot. You got a glass right in front of you.
I think she's disqualified automatically.
Yeah, we could make that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can sleep in your chair tonight.
TJ says he cannot do another shot. And TJ, you better pour that shot, my friend.
You know I will. I mean, I'm a University of Scranton graduate. Come on, fuck this shit. Us Jesuits know how to do shots. All right, I got one more shot left. That's it.
Well, you might as well just do it by the end of the show. As a matter of fact, I'm going to line up another shot, and Carrie's going to do a shot at the end of the show.
I already did a shot.
Did you do a shot?
Right. Carrie's been feisty this episode.
She has been mighty feisty.
I think it might be time to mute TJ.
Probably.
Yeah, because he's
kind of close.
I think you're thinking of going to start looking for another co-host sooner than you thought.
And it's because his demise is coming shortly via alcohol poisoning.
No, he'll be in rehab.
Hey, Tito's and I are best friends. Give me a.
But you do realize I've had pretty much just as many shots as you, and I'm still talking straight.
You weigh 100 pounds more than me. Come on.
You have a point.
Dude, you know how many shots I've had before we do this?
I had a full martini before the show.
Yeah, but you're 50 pounds heavier than me.
Wow, I've lost 50 pounds in the last 5 minutes. Awesome.
He needs to take another shot. You'll lose another 50.
Hell, I'll take a shot just for that.
Oh, fucking A, man.
just so you have little to bitch at. Because I'm going to do another shot just to appease you.
Five more to catch up to me.
You guys are the reason I don't drink.
Exactly.
You just made him spit. That was like such alcohol abuse. He has spilled more alcohol this evening, I swear to God. He doesn't have ADD when he's pissed drunk. He's so focused on that monitor.
Because I have a monitor behind my fucking laptop monitor.
My God, you are trashed.
Thing, yeah, I am right now.
Wow, dude, I've had just as many shots as you.
Yeah, but you're 100 pounds heavier than me.
So I've gained another 50 pounds?
You took the shot. You gained it
Jesus
back.
Jesus Christ. I was trying to lose another 50.
Fuck this shit.
Let's call this motherfucker.
Is he still, like, just lost?
Hold on.
And sitting there? Click on his camera.
He's sitting
there. I'm
trying
to figure out what
he's
doing.
He's doing a Stevie Wonder. He is literally doing the Stevie Wonder. He's going back and forth and back and forth. Let's see if he knows how to answer the phone.
Oh, that's just sad.
What the fuck?
Oh my God, dude, you need to unmute yourself.
I don't know how to do that.
TJ, dear, you are a trip.
I know. You gotta love me though, right?
I love you, dude, but no more alcohol on the show. So, TJ, I want to play a little game with you. I'm going to start a sentence, and I want you to finish it, okay?
Let's go.
It starts with what thing?
I don't know why.
It doesn't even matter how hard you try.
Keep that in mind.
I designed this rhyme to explain in due time.
Oh, I know.
Time is a valuable thing.
Watch that cry. It depends on the state.
Watch down, cast the rest of the day.
Fuck this time away. Watch you go.
Everybody down front.
Lint, what is your pop culture pick?
All right, I almost just read the name out, dude. One more of these.
Dude, you realize it's like 10:31 a.m. there? And you're slamming Jack Daniels?
He hasn't been to sleep yet. It doesn't count.
God, man.
This is still technically my afternoon. AIDS, what a pain in the ass.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We are the champions, my friends.
Bam, and we'll keep on fighting
till the end. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losers. We are the champions of the world.
Glad this isn't going to happen every episode.
I like last week when you guys did Drunk the Chump. I think that should be a weekly thing.
Oh, do you now?
No. Yeah. No.
You do realize that requires morning drinking. That requires pretty much getting up, drinking a cup of coffee, and then getting right into the tequila for Lent.
You know what it requires for me?
Laughter.
Nothing. Yeah.
Well, are you going to come on the show with us?
I do promote.
No.
You're not going to do any drunking with the chumping?
No.
Why not?
I'm going to point and laugh.
So, who's down for a little bit of Carrie's Purge Report?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the wrong one.
Yeah. Are we going again? I don't have clips ready. Fuck.
And we're out of tequila.
Oh, no.
Now, I don't want to pat my own back here, but we're all pretty intellectual people. After all, it takes a smart person to offend an idiot, and we've offended quite a few. Sometimes, though, we get super smart, and our geek starts to hang out a little bit.
Oh, yesterday we found out that the new Dungeons & Dragons game has been out on PlayStation 4 for a little while already.
Oh, boy.
And we got super excited. So, just let me preface this with, this is the nerdiest sentence I'm ever going to say. It's download only, so we had to wait for our Dungeons & Dragons game to download. Yeah. About a 12 gig download, which takes a couple of hours, so Marty and I went to the tabletop gaming store and bought two Yu-Gi-Oh! Structure decks so we could battle Yu-Gi-Oh! While we waited for our Dungeons & Dragons to start. Oh, wow.
In the crate that I got, that Elder Scroll pin
yeah.
thing,
yeah.
that what? Was your... Look at the look. Well, the pin is an extra thing where you can go back to Loot Crate's website and you put the code in. I actually have, not that I play Elder Scrolls, but I have the ability now to get like the updated something or other for the game.
Oh, wow.
But it's like I don't play Elder Scrolls. So it's
would
like
you
a
like a code?
What? I would fucking love a code. I play Elder Scrolls. I do. I nerd the fuck out.
I'm sure if you be nice to Carrie, she might give you access to it.
Hell yeah!
Don't mention how beautiful
it.
You are this week, Carrie. How much I love your wit and sarcasm. It's second to none. Profoundly intellectual.
Laying it a little too thick there.
Yes, you are.
Lint. It's the Elder Scrolls Online Imperial Edition upgrade.
Yep. Here's a fun fact. This is actually episode 151 of Prime. How are your thoughts on being a part of something that has 150 previous episodes to go through?
I love the fact that it's 151 because this is exactly the amount of Pokemon that were released in the original Pokemon games.
Oh, come on, dude. Because... You're not going to talk about Pokemon Go. Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on! Why?
I'm on it. You should be on it. Everybody should be on it. I went out for drinks last night, met a bunch of new people. That was fun. We're all sitting around a campfire for a friend's housewarming party. We're all sitting around the campfire, and then all of a sudden, literally half the party gets up and goes, right, we're going down the park to catch Pokemon.
Oh, God. I still
so
don't
half
get it.
The party left. They went down the park and caught Pokemon, and yeah.
I still don't
freaking
get
disgusting.
It. I have a feeling that when I go down to the farm next, my mom is going to force me to install it on my phone and get me, like, hopelessly addicted to it. So I'm not looking forward to that.
I want Mario Kart Go.
I want Mario Kart Go. Well, isn't that just GTA 5?
No, it's Mario Kart Go. You do it while you're driving.
Yeah.
Duh.
I can imagine Carrie sitting stuck in traffic trying to throw fucking turtle shells at people.
That would be epic.
Give me the fucking bullet.
Or get some mushrooms to go faster.
Did you just take mushrooms and sit in traffic happily?
I would sit in traffic happily on mushrooms, indeed. Well, what was it you said you were doing with Pokemon Go, Kelly?
Everybody was telling me, oh, you need to try Pokemon Go. It's so fun. La, la, la. So then I tried it. I played around on it a little bit. And I find a Charizard in my bathroom, so I'm just like, whoa, and delete it.
And how was your vacation?
You know, it was good. Now, I had figured that when I got down there, my mom and dad are both Pokemon Go addicts, and I can safely say addicts now because I've seen their addiction spread out. And I figured I'd get into it or try it out or whatever. And it didn't take very long before I said no. Never, ever, ever. And that is because, let me back up a bit. Have you ever seen one of your friends or loved ones just hopelessly addicted to a substance of some sort and you wanted to get them help?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the feeling I had. Let me explain the situation. From the time I got there, my mom had her phone in her hand, not in her belt clip, but in her hand, and just Pokemon Go was up on her screen. Now, Dad, he's a little bit of a techie, so he had two phones. He had an iPhone 6 Plus and a Samsung S7 something, or I don't know. Anyway, he had Android and iOS going at the same time, two separate accounts, so he could play two separate games. So I'm like, all right, yeah, they're enjoying it, whatever. I got there in the evening, so we all settled in, we all hung out, and then we all went to bed. Well, woke up next day, did a couple things around the house, went into town, and I offered to drive. And I had to stop at every Pokestop at least two or three times while we were in town. Mm. We had to wrap around to each church, to every gym, and she was constantly screaming, oh, slow down, slow down. I'm like, Ma, I can't. I'm on the road and there's traffic. So we got Pokemon all over the place. And then on the way back, she'd make me stop, zigzag through town, three or four churches, two gyms, whatever. And so that was pretty much how the entire week went. Every time we went into town, they both were just playing Pokemon. And, I love my parents, but man, that was a little sad. And don't get me wrong, I have my guilty pleasures too. I'm not saying I'm better or worse, I'm just saying we're all sad people.
No way. Mama B in the chat room, you just said you're just short of level 25 on Pokemon. Like Pokemon Go. Ow! Don't you have chickens to take care of?
Shit!
Glad to see they're getting the attention they deserve. Maybe you should put the chickens up for adoption.
Shit!
And go to a Pokemon-free home.
Who would pay $50 out of all of us to watch a new release that's just hitting the theaters, but to watch it at home?
I think between all of us, we'd pay $50.
Depending on what it is.
Okay, here's my thing. We already pay $50. We might as well watch it in our homes, okay? That's what I'm saying about movies.
Would I pay $50 to see a movie that was out that day? It depends on the movie.
Well, you would have a choice of all of the movies that are coming out on that day.
Really?
So it's not just like, oh, here's the one movie we're going to offer you. It's every company that they have an agreement with.
How are they thinking of doing this?
You get a box. It's $150.
Oh, fuck that. No, I'm out.
Why?
Let me stream the shit on my fucking TV through my computer, because I've got a computer hooked up to my television. Don't give me another fucking box to hook up. I've got a PlayStation 3, a PlayStation 4.
This coming from a man who has every box that's ever been fucking built. So, shut up.
This
doesn't even count. You own every
box. I'll have you know.
Hey.
I have never purchased an Apple TV.
Okay, it was given to you. You still own one.
Yeah, but is it hooked up?
It was.
Yes, but is it hooked up?
And how many iterations of Google TV did we go through?
How many
Chromecasts did we have?
Just one.
No, we had more than one.
No, we had one Chromecast.
Listen, we had two.
No, we didn't have two. We had one Chromecast.
Oh my God,
I still to this day have not purchased the new Chromecast because I don't see
you
a need for
two.
It.
You had two. You had one you took with you when you went on your trips and you gave Kelly the older one.
Well,
you
no, had two. That was the one I gave Kelly. The one I took to California when I went.
God!
The one I took to California to have something to watch when I was in the hotel room, I actually got back and had no use for it, so I gave it to Kelly. I had one.
Okay. Only at theprimepod.com, baby. You already know. Yeah!
But yeah! Still, coming from a man who buys everything, you might not keep it, you might end up returning it, but I get the puppy dog eyes and the pouty lip until you walk out of the store with it.
Well, no, but that's the thing. I'm not going to buy a $150 box with the sole purpose of spending more money.
Okay, when
every
it goes
time you
down
view it.
To $100, I'll get the puppy dog eyes and the pouty lip.
It could be $50 unless it includes a free fucking movie. I ain't getting it.
You get the movie and they also give you tickets. So if you want to go to the movie theater and watch it, you have the
chance.
So
I can spend $150 to still go to the fucking movie and watch the damn thing.
No, it gives you the ticket.
Yeah, but you still got to spend $50 on popcorn and shit.
Only if you want to.
I would. I could spend $6 and watch a 4K fucking movie on a 108-inch screen or however
big
it is.
Well, you go on your happy little way to the movie theater and run the risk of getting shot or having an ignorant asshole kick your chair the whole time.
There
or,
you go.
Hey,
that's the American way there, Carrie.
God
that's the American way.
In. You can't pause it. You can't do anything. So you go enjoy that overpriced movie, and I'll sit at home in a comfortable chair and watch whatever the fuck I want.
They're bringing out a new laptop, and they're going to have a touch screen on it, which is the worst thing a computer can have. I hate fingerprints on my screen. I hate it when people are trying to point at something on the screen and they use their bloody finger and leave a fucking smudge mark. I mean, I can't understand why you would want a touch screen.
It's a touch screen for function keys only. In other words, it's a strip.
Okay, right.
It's a.
Oh, it's not so bad.
All right.
You're the tech guy. I'm allowed to sound like a dick because I'm not a tech guy.
I'm happy I'm actually able to do good for the IT department instead of your company, Carrie, where they don't know their ass from a hole in the ground, as you so said.
Well, the one person that I've actually encountered from the IT department didn't know what an Ethernet cable was.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What's an Ethernet cable?
What the fuck?
It's just like an...
It's a network cable. It's an RJ45 cable with a...
I don't know.
It's a Cat5 cable with an RJ45 connection on the end of it. TA586B wiring configuration.
White, green, green, white, orange, blue, white, blue, orange, white, brown, brown.
And thank you for that, Lance.
You're welcome. That's the configuration that you're talking about, right?
Yes, it is. I mean, because no one uses 586A unless you're doing a crossover cable or a patch cable.
Yeah, you need send and response for Ethernet. So
yeah, just to make it a hat trick, Hellfire in the chat room wants to know, what's an Ethernet cable? What the fuck? Earlier this year, I got tired of not having an appropriate sound to play when spewing hot knowledge all over our fans. So I looked in my sound vault and found the perfect answer, then proceeded to abuse it just a little bit. You guys know that the point of the game is to pick something that's popular, but just unpopular enough where we'll know it, but we won't know the artist. The more you know.
Nah, that was a bad time to use it.
Fun fact about Green Day, the bass player, I think his name's Michael Dern. He's the only one with a high school diploma.
Nice. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think Billy Joe Armstrong, he quit high school, I think, the day before he graduated.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. And Trey Cool, I just think he's just a slacker in general. So.
Was that the right
time? Still not the right time. Still not the right time. We'll work on it.
The thing is Andrea is 8 times more intelligent than I am because her like nerdisms and geekisms come from like actual knowledge that's like how many times have you been to space camp?
4 times.
Nice.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
And there's a running joke. She was the Hermione Granger of space camp.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Like she would raise her hands and the teacher would be like, does anybody else want to tell us about gravity? Rockets and shit.
Which one of you is a conspiracy person? That's what I want to know. No, actually, no. No, still not the right time. We'll work on it. We're working on it.
All right, let's do my movie pick.
I'll cue you in.
One of these days I'm going to make it, and everyone's going to laugh because it's going to be comedy gold.
Another side story, I just watched an episode of Walker. It was like Channel 2 on Fios. There's one of those things. And like my kids came in and they're like, what is this, Daddy? I'm like, you guys have no idea, but this is the worst kung fu acting you'll ever watch in your life.
Okay, crazy story about that. I grew up in Fort Worth, Texas.
Nice.
Ah, so okay.
They filmed all around where I lived.
Well,
yes, that is how you fucking do it. That is how you do it.
Thank you. Bam. Thank you.
Congratulations, you get a drink out of a fire hose.
In other words, those of us of a certain age appreciate Prince more than those of you who are younger.
No, I mean,
Not the time. Will Smith was born in Philly, as we all know, raised Baptist. Though he has vocally praised Scientology, he denies having converted to the religion, claiming to be a student of all religions but still a Christian.
Wow. Mm.
Every fucking show.
It never gets old. At least not to me, anyway. No. Dunkin' Stunad is disgusting compared to local bakery donuts.
Yeah. But
you didn't ask why I said Stunad.
Why'd you say Stunad?
It's donuts spelled backward.
Look at that. Things I did not miss on vacation. That sound effect. Interestingly, the apartment scene with Rick Moranis before he gets chased by the dog bear thing, that was completely ad-libbed 100%.
Wow. So. Crazy.
There's a time you use the more you know sound effect. Kind of education professor-ishness, I guess. Yeah, that's a word now.
Professor-ishness.
Yeah, sure.
It is now.
So yeah, that's my new word. TJ's word of the week. The more you know. There we go.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Hey, here's a fun fact: the Navajo Native American tribe recognized 5 different sexualities.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do we have a list of those? The more you know. Flamingos are actually pink. It's a result
because
of the
what
they
eat. Yes.
Yeah, how cool is that?
The more you know.
I already knew it.
Yeah. Well, we just know it more now. We've solidified it.
Indeed.
But yeah. What, I don't get a fucking chime for that one?
Well, we've already done 2 of them.
That was the hat trick. There we go. I can see the kind of guy you were in school. Oh, I'm learning off today. I'm going home. I've always said, like, if I'm in a foreign country and they've got some weird shit on the menu, I'm going to eat that. I'll eat a dog. I don't mind. It's not culturally acceptable here. I'm not going to eat a dog here. But if they served it up for me in a foreign country, yes, I would try that. I would try cat. I would try slow loris. I would try dolphin. I've probably already eaten dolphin. I mean, you know, the tuna industry and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, even if it was if I could legally find a way to give, like, people a go, I'd probably do it. Like, I wouldn't pass that opportunity up.
So in other words, you're not a picky eater.
I'm an extremely picky eater, actually. I mainly don't like red food, and it's nothing to do with OCD. It's just, it happens to be that most of the food I don't like eating is red.
Thank you for that tidbit of wealth.
Yeah, lint facts. Speaking of opiates, that's becoming like an addiction now. I need at least one of them an episode. get off air and we don't have one. I'm all fucking jonesing and shit. I had to go and have a shower and wash the shame off.
Yeah. Dennis Hopper played the bad guy in Speed with...
Don't touch that button.
Well, no, it's don't go below 50 miles an hour, but I get the interaction.
No, I mean, I was waiting for you to give us the more you know button. It's not worth it.
No, I understand it's not worth it. I do.
If you start giving them out willy-nilly, they don't mean anything anymore.
All right, fine. We'll leave them just for you. How about that?
Well, I wasn't suggesting that, but yeah, let's do that.
John Cryer, also known as the brother in Two and a Half Men.
That was so not worth...
He's got the button. Like, we can't stop him. Carrie, you're way more fucking hood than I knew.
Oh, I'm all gangsta, yo. And I flipped my gang sign, not that you could see it.
Flipped your gang sign. That's hilarious. Yeah, that was actually a bit of a trick question, because the origin of the song came from, it was still Eazy-E rapping it, but it came from N.W.A. Mm. But it was different. Like, only the first two lines of the song were the same. Same name, just totally different lyrics. And when Eazy-E released it as a single to pump out his debut, his solo debut, it actually had those lyrics, and that's the lyrics that they used. So that's my bit of musical education.
Ooh.
And... You're welcome.
All right. Yeah, I'll give you that one. You earned that one.
At one point, all words were made up.
Exactly.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Like, just a quick little bit of research here. Polio is an infectious disease caused by a virus that can affect the nervous system, causing very serious consequences, including paralysis or death. But before a vaccine was introduced in the 1950s,
epidemics
of polio would result up into 7,760 cases of paralytic polio in the UK each year. And, you know, they had to test that that vaccine out a few times, and people kept dying. But they got there in the end, and that's the important thing. Is the destination, not the journey. And that was like the first MTV movie, wasn't it?
It was.
Yep.
Mm. Literally the first MTV movie.
Yeah, I could get with the cockroaches.
excuse me, Duffy. I fucking deserved that, by the way.
Deserved what? What, this?
There we fucking go.
Well, I have a little bit of tidbit for Star Wars geeks, if you haven't already heard.
Oh, shit.
It came out that during the filming of Star Wars, Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher had an affair.
I heard that.
So Han really was screwing Leia.
So the only reason you add milk to coffee is because coffee is acidic and milk is an alkaline, so it neutralizes the acidity of the coffee. That's why I got one. Turkey? Did you do the turkey thing?
She did. How many pounds was it?
I got a small one this year, 12 pounds.
Okay.
Holy shit. How many kilos is that? It's like 5 kilos?
And that, for those who aren't in America, is 5.4 kilos.
Jesus Christ. I would smash that.
Usually we have Duff's son here too, so I'll bump it up to like 20 pounds, just so we have a lot of leftovers.
Which is 9.07
kg. Carrie, I think you should be in control of that button. Oh, and do you guys call them peppers, don't you? We just call them chili. Or chili, except for capsicums.
Okay. Well, the more you know. I'm not going to push that button again, though.
Oh, you gave yourself a fucking low-end one.
I already gave you one. I gave myself one. Now it's Carrie's turn.
12. It's a dozen. 15's nice and round.
I mean, 30. I could have said 42.
Well, 13's a baker's dozen.
Oh, it is true. Well done, Carrie.
And I do like baked goods.
Very much so.
We got the hat tricks. You can record the sounds that are coming out of your speakers directly to, like, Audacity or whatever you want to use.
I didn't know that. I've literally been going onto YouTube, downloading the video clips, going into my audio editor and making them 30 seconds and then exporting them and then emailing them to you.
Wow.
That's my functionality every time I have to do this.
Yeah, you can literally record what you hear or a stereo mix. And it's going to record exactly what's coming out of your speakers.
Man, if you got any other of these just little flutters of information you feel like sharing, please let me know. You have to broaden your opinions, broaden your experience. If you don't broaden your experience, you can't broaden your opinions. If I only ever watched, say, like right-wing politics views, I'd only ever kind of indoctrinate myself with right-wing politics views. So I have to watch left because I have to go, okay, maybe they've got something to say that I'm kind of overlooking. It's important to watch things that you don't like or personally agree with.
All right, well. All right, cool.
That's my New Year's message for everybody out there. Go do something you don't think you'd like doing. Broaden your horizons.
You did it, Lint.
Like, if you don't think you'd like sending me a dick pic, try that.
According to the droves of fan mail, and some hate mail too, our most adored host on Prime is Carrie. Carrie got her start by being a witty and opinionated host on the early episodes and has been an unstoppable force in this year's run. Here's the thing, though. Carrie gets a little ragey from time to time.
So sick of Christmas music and the false or fake cheer that people put on. It's just... bullshit.
People, what fake cheer do you see? Nobody's fucking. Everybody fights in the parking lot. That's not fake cheer.
Well, you know, anytime that, oh, Merry Christmas, oh, Happy New Year, oh, fuck you, you know.
That's a East Coast mentality. If I haven't heard one at all,
yeah, definitely. Just want to be left alone.
Just don't talk to me.
Exactly. How is that too much to ask?
Yes!
Don't talk to me.
Just leave me alone.
Exactly.
I agree completely.
But I don't want to take the whole show and talk about Black Lives Matter, because let's face it, Dan's life matters just as much.
Let me just say this.
Say it.
Why don't y'all focus on the fact that a lot of the crime against you all is done by people of your own freaking color?
I agree with that one.
You know, it's not us whitey hunky motherfuckers Listen. Coming down there and shooting your asses. Although when the riots were on, if I would have had a gun and a car I didn't give two shits about, I would have been down there bowling your asses over. Now...
You heard it here first, folks.
Yes, it was fucking ludicrous. You got kids out there that are just out there to cause havoc and destroy people's property. Well, I'm going to come down there and I'm going to break your legs and you'll see how it feels.
Hey, Dan, I have a question for you. And I'm going to stop you real quick because I really want to get this off my chest. Can you imagine Carrie white knuckling down the road, bowling people over? It reminds me of something you'd see from Benny Hill.
But see, I would do it right. I would make sure I had a big vehicle, all metal, none of this fiberglass, plastic crap. And it would be done up like a demolition derby vehicle. And if I had to, I'd do it in reverse so I wasn't taking my own engine out. You know, I've thought this shit through.
I love you, Carrie. I really do.
And it wouldn't have been any different if it were a group of white people down there doing the same stupid shit. It's the fact that that much stupidity was all congregated in one closed section. We should have just went down there and wiped it all out, regardless of color.
You are such a cancer.
Dude, just because I don't do that shit doesn't mean I'm... Well, actually, I am a cancer, so it doesn't matter what I say, does it?
Yeah, it doesn't. You're emotional, and it's okay. We accept you for
okay,
who you are.
Okay, we are too. Pisces are too, so.
All right.
So what is Aquarius? We just hate everybody?
You are definitely a... Yes. Yes. Actually, that is an Aquarius right there.
Yeah, that is an Aquarius.
And you guys are worse than Leos when it comes to thinking you're the shit.
Oh, Jesus, absolutely.
I don't think I'm the shit.
She knows it.
No, but I will say there are two types of people, and I hate both of them.
Yes! Oh my god, that is the best! There are two types of people.
But I really don't think I'm all that.
No. I was only a joke. But your way of thinking of people, natural selection, just stupidity of people, the way you observe people is very much so Aquarius. Like, you remind me of my mom a lot in that way.
Dude, that's not something you should be saying to Carrie.
No,
it's okay.
I'll just have to start going, Daniel.
My mom. Can you say it in Spanish? It's a lot more realistic.
Carrie hates people.
I hate them. Hate them all. Hate them all. There are two types, and I hate them both. It couldn't be any truer.
Okay, what types? You can't just say stuff like that.
All types.
No, you said there are two types and I hate them all.
Yeah, there are two types of people and I hate them both. There. Is that better?
What two types?
Jackass and dumbass. And you're falling into the dumbass
hey, look,
category.
Now you work with both of us.
See, I thought I was falling under the smartass category.
No, you'd be jackass. I'm dumbass.
Carrie, how have you been?
I'm good, but I'm offended by your opening. Fuck you, I do not have a bad attitude.
Yes! Wait, what? No, you do. I swear you do.
I do not.
You have a fucking horrible attitude, which is why we love you.
I am a peach. I'm a saint.
I agree.
Well, this is where I'm going to play devil's advocate. The Earth is overpopulated. There are people on this planet that shouldn't be and probably wouldn't have if natural selection would have been able to play its part.
Here we go again.
You know, I'm sorry, but when is it too much? You know, every human...
It's not going to be. It's not.
It should be.
And that's the problem. That's the problem.
It should be too much. You know, when is it going to... As a human, you should know you're only on this planet for... X amount of years, you know, trying to do everything so that you can live to be in your 90s or your hundreds and pissing yourself and not knowing who you are or who the people around you are. What's the point?
Technology gave too much away to people, and so did freedom. We have too much freedom in this fucking country. I think that's what it is. We have too much freedom.
Ladies and gentlemen, your 2016 president and vice president candidates.
Shit. They don't want
that's
me.
Right.
They don't want me.
No, yay! I'd pick you over Hillary. Just saying.
I'd pick you just over freaking Hillary. I'd pick you over Trump. I mean, Trump scares the ever living piss out of me.
Duff can attest. How many times have I come home from going to the grocery store and told you I cussed somebody out?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes I'm right in doing it, and sometimes I've stepped over the line a little bit, but it's just like, look, I don't have the patience for people anymore. You know, stop thinking you're so high and mighty and you can't be bothered. You've got one item, you're standing in line behind somebody who has 1,000. Go over to the damn self-checkout and do it your fucking self, you privileged asshole.
Thank you.
God forbid you do something for your fucking self, you...
Or if you're standing there while your giant pile of groceries is piling up at the end and you're not bagging your own shit, you're waiting for somebody else to do it. It's like, get off your fucking ass and do it yourself.
Especially the fucking holier-than-thou tree-hugging pieces of shit with their goddamn reusable fucking bags. You know?
My God, do they want credit for all the bags,
well,
too?
Well, it's not even that. It's, you know, don't make them too heavy. Fuck you, pack it yourself. You know, you're going to bitch because I use too many of them. Then you're going to bitch because they're too fucking heavy. And then, you know, God forbid you stand down there and bag it your fucking self. You're going to stand there on your fucking phone talking to somebody who probably doesn't give two turds of goat shit about what you're talking to them about. You know, do yourself a favor. Do it yourself. You know, you must think I'm making mega money. You know, sweetheart, I'm working part-time and barely making enough to buy groceries. You know, fuck you. Tell us a little more about it.
Well, why do I have to tell you
because
about
I'm
it?
Not a feel-goody type person. Of all the people here, I should not be the one reading this. I should be the one about death, destruction, and mayhem.
And while you're at it, go ahead and tell them about the Prime Podcast.
My parents would probably be, what is a podcast?
Yeah, well, no, your parents know what a podcast is. Your father listens to the Walt Disney World podcast.
I'm so happy they don't listen to this one. I'm sorry, Mom and Dad. You taught me better than this, but fuck, I can't help it. TJ, you know we're trying to schedule something to where we can see... Me, I will fucking hurt you.
I never said it was a bad thing.
I will fucking hurt you. In front of your kids or not, I will hurt you.
I never said it was a bad thing.
Look, you always bitch because you want good content. You've got that. You know how to use your little buttons, boy. Use them, edit where necessary, and be done with it. You have content, be happy.
Be open-minded. You can disagree with us on a certain topic. Just don't be asinine about it.
That's my job.
That is correct. We're going to do a little something new and see if you guys like it. Lynn, you and I always say how Carrie loves to rant.
Oh, yes.
And how we love it even more than she does.
It's enjoyable to listen to. I just kick back and hear all my own thoughts narrated to me.
So we figured we'd leave you guys on this Friday with a little something that we like to call Carrie's Purge Report.
May God be with you all.
All right. Well, we're going to start this with a very easy target. And that is anyone who is or believes in being politically correct.
Oh, Jesus.
You know.
You're not going to be politically incorrect, are you, Carrie?
Oh, fucking right I am. even Clint Eastwood, I love the man. Love him, love him, love him. He has recently been quoted as saying that we live in the pussification generation. And I totally, 100%, back him on that statement. When I was growing up, somebody said something that was supposed to hurt your feelings or did hurt your feelings, the one thing that all your little friends would say is, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, apparently nowadays they can. You can't say that. That might hurt little Joey's feelings. Fuck Joey. Joey needs to grow a thicker skin and be able to deal with life. I am anybody who needs to coddle themselves, their children, put their kids on these pedestals where, don't say anything that might hurt their feelings, and oh, they're all winners. You all need to fucking die. I think it was Bill Burr, a great comedian. Love him.
Love him to death.
Somebody who echoes your own thoughts. He I think siphons my thoughts out of my head because he has said, that the population needs to be cut down by like 85%.
Yeah.
And here's your test, and if you don't have a pen, you're already eliminated. That's the way it should be, because, yes, this planet is overrun with fucking idiots, morons, inbreds, assholes, jackasses, and they all need to go. The vast majority of them are in the U.S., and they're all either Republicans or Democrats, and they've all been on TV lately talking about, oh, well, Hillary, evil Hillary, lying Hillary, or, Hillary Clinton trying to put Trump in his place, which doesn't work.
No.
Anybody who backs Hillary, anybody who backs Trump, you all need to go. Fuck y'all. We don't need you. And
join the general consensus that they're both fucking idiots.
We're in a no-win situation, and the fact that the people that are so right and people that are so left think that they are so in the right in what they think, it just scares the ever-loving bejesus out of me. And, we're coming up on an election where we are going to be fucked. We need the purge. We need the new founding fathers, to come in and say, for 24 hours, go out on the streets. Any crime you commit, as long as you don't use certain explosives, hey, you're all good.
Hell, give me 4 hours.
Yeah, it just, something needs to be done, something drastic needs to happen, and I don't mean, you know, having ISIS come over here and I have to start wearing a bed sheet to leave the house. Something needs to be done, and the purge, I think, is the way to go.
Well, thank you for that.
People my age, the only time you'll hear any of us say that we have ADD or ADHD is because we want the sympathy pat on the back.
Well, that and the Ritalin is really
well,
good.
Well, that too. But it's... If you didn't pay attention, you got your ass cracked. You know, there was no hand-holding or coddling in school. It was you did or you failed, and you would redo and redo and redo. Not, let's shove a pill down poor Johnny's neck because the teacher doesn't want to have to deal with them. Because that's the other part of it, at least back in my day.
So what you're saying is those people need to be purged as well?
Like I said, there's a lot of purging that needs to be done.
Right, we are not going to leave you guys tonight without a feel-good finale.
Purge report wasn't a feel-good finale?
Well, it is, but it's a feel-good finale of a different type. This is
doesn't want to go out and kill people? That makes you feel good.
It does make you feel good. I know it would make me feel good. But
the herd needs to be thinned, goddammit.
I agree. Do you agree, Lint?
Yes.
See? It's unanimous.
What I was agreeing with?
That the herd needs to be thinned.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
All right, well, we're going to start this one off with something that happened today while I was at the grocery store.
Uh-oh.
I was at the self-checkout. And on the other side of where I was the express lane. And, you know, I'm trying to quickly get through this process so I can get out of the store, get home, and get my weekend rolling. And I hear this woman say, "Oh, for fuck's sake, you have got to be kidding me." No, it was not me.
It wasn't you. Okay.
So I look up and... this poor old lady, probably mid-70s, arthritic-looking hands, had tried to pick up a plastic container of blueberries out of her cart. It was all the way in the bottom. I guess all she could grab a hold of was the top, and when she did, it popped open and blueberries went everywhere.
Oh, the humanity.
Well, the cunt behind her is the one who uttered what she said, and she's sitting there giving that poor old woman the death stare, like she deliberately did this to slow her exit from the grocery store. And I looked up, saw what was going on, looked at her, and just, I was amazed, because even me at my cuntiest would not have done that. She continues to give this old woman the death stare, and I looked at her, and she looked at me, and we started to have the cunt stare down.
Oh, God.
Oh.
And exactly. She will lose. And she did.
How was I not called by the police officer?
I was looking at her like, you say one more word to that old woman, and this old woman is going to come and beat your ass.
And I'm going to take over those blueberries, and I'm going to be your problem.
And I'm just standing there. I had stopped what I was doing. I stood up straight, and I'm just standing in there staring at her, right dead in her cow fucking eyes. And I could tell she was trying to figure out, okay, who's going to win here? And I could see her, the little mouse in her brain, just trying to figure all this out. And she was like, I'll get somebody to help you with that. And I said, good idea. And I said to the old lady, I said, ma'am, don't worry about it. Those containers do that all the time.
Because after all, you used to work at a Weiss market.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was like, don't worry about it. They'll sweep it up. The guy will go get you another container. You're fine. She's like, I just feel bad holding that lady up. And I was like, don't worry about it. The attitude she gave you when you accidentally did that, she deserves to wait. And if she was in that big of a hurry, there's other lines open.
Fuck
there's
her.
Self-checkouts right here she could have used.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. She was like, That was her that said those nasty things. I said, yes, ma'am, it was. She said, well, she can go to hell. I said, there you go. She started laughing. The cashier was laughing. Oh, if I had a gun, there'd be many a body strewn.
Well, maybe you should vote for Hillary.
No, they need to vote for me. I'm telling you. Cut down on the population problem. Put up an even bigger wall than what Trump wants. Yeah, make America.
And make the Canadians pay for it.
Yeah, it would need to be on both sides. I don't want those damn Canucks down here. A boot, a boot.
God.
Screw them. And their stupid bacon. It is not bacon. It is ham. See, I think they're bigger terrorists than over there in the Middle East.
Mama B in the chat room says she would vote for Kerry.
That's right.
Yeah.
I would make America. It would no longer be a democracy.
You'd make America groovy again. How about that?
It would be, you do what Kerry says, because that's how everything has ever worked. Ever since I was a child. If you wanted to play with me, you played what I wanted to play by my rules. And that's how this country would be if I was president.
Hey, does it count for anything that I want to play with you?
As long as you do it the way I want. Amendments.
So right. Clockwise, right?
I don't know. I might
change
want clockwise
the amendments to something like
counterclockwise tonight.
I think your first law that you should instigate is that I'm not allowed to run out of pudding.
Moose.
All right, remember, people, write me in this coming Tuesday so we can get this shit straightened out.
That's Carrie Lam for president.
I'm not going to say it's easy to be president. And obviously, they're going to make decisions that a lot of people don't agree with. There's 300 million people in your goddamn country. That's 300 million opinions that you got to try and align with. That's a hard job.
That's why they just need to let me do it. Because I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. I'd do it my way.
I would vote for you, Carrie. Absolutely.
Have you ever noticed, and I'm kind of asking two of the wrong gender this, but we'll ask anyway.
Okay.
Have you ever noticed the shorter the man gets, the higher his truck goes?
Oh, and the bigger his exhaust pipe, yes.
Yeah.
And it never ceases to amaze me that as the truck gets higher and he gets shorter, the smaller the penis and the more of the little man disease they have. It's like they don't have it in themselves, so they have to build this gas-guzzling piece of shit that blinds every other vehicle on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Because their genetic makeup made them short and small-dicked.
Hey, Mike, you drive a Prius, right?
You better believe it. A Miata.
Every time I hear Miata, all I can hear is, stop! It's a Miata!
That's true.
From Go.
But it's that, and then you have where the older a man gets, and maybe his penis isn't working up to par, then it's sports car.
Uh-huh. Especially Corvettes, red ones.
And it seems like they have this, both the big truck little dick and the sport car non-working dick all have the same mentality when they're on the road, and it's, look at me, I'm big bad motherfucker, when in reality, yeah, you know, they probably get laughed at in the locker room.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed episode number 2 of our 2016 Best Of series. Stay tuned for Friday for our 2016 finale. Or, well, if you're hearing this in the future, you'll probably hear a new episode of Prime then too. I'd like to personally thank each and every one of you for being a fan of the show, because without you guys, none of this would be worth doing. Thanks for listening to another year's Best Of. Have a great night. Morning. Day. Afternoon. Week. Year. Well, there's decades, too. A millennia? Eh, you figured out.